Mesa has adopted a climate plan that aims to make the city carbon neutral and have it use 100% renewable energy by 2050. The city's climate action plan also calls for diverting 90% of its waste from the landfill by that time. The city council adopted the plan earlier this month, and Mayor John Giles joins me to talk more about it. And Mayor Giles, why go ahead with this? What's the thinking behind it?
Well, this is, Mark, this is not something really that we just started doing. It's kind of been a well-kept secret, but Mesa has really been very active in sustainability and addressing environmental issues for many years. But over the last couple of years, you know, I've been lobbied by environmental groups, and they've said, Mayor, what's the city of Mesa's plan? And I thought it was just important that we have a plan, that we join the list of great governments and businesses in the world that are very thoughtful and have an aspirational plan, but at the same time, something that is very measurable and very achievable so that we can be responsible members of the human race on this planet. And one of the pillars of this plan, though, is that it's going to change. We're going to do a lot of community engagement as technology improves and as good ideas surface in our community. We'll make adjustments to this plan. But in the meantime, we're adopting some goals that are really kind of worldwide standards in terms of carbon neutrality and renewable energy and reducing waste.
Let me ask you about those three goals in particular: carbon neutrality, the renewable energy, and materials management. Do you have a sense of how close the city is now to meeting any of those?
Well, the first thing you do when you're adopting this type of plan is you have to do an inventory of what amount of carbon you're emitting as a community. And so that is the first thing that we've already done, is we've done a deep dive and done those measurements. And actually, Mesa is, we're not any much better or worse than other communities, even those communities that are very deliberate in measuring these things.
When it comes to renewable energy, I would imagine that at least some, if not maybe more than some, of your ability to meet those goals is kind of out of your hands, right? It kind of depends on the utilities that service your residents and other buildings in the city, right?
Yes and no. I mean, we are in the business of, we are ourselves a utility company, more so than any other city in the valley. We are in the utility business. We have an electric company. We're very big in the natural gas business. I mean, we export natural gas to, you know, outside of our city to other parts of the state. So we are in a unique position to be pretty impactful when it comes to renewable energy. We are investing in solar energy fields in partnership with Salt River Project. And then, like I said, we have our own electric company. And so we have some control over renewable energy and the type of energy that we purchase or the type of energy that we produce.
In your mind, is this something that cities should be doing? I mean, is this something that would be maybe better coming from the state, where all cities were kind of rowing in the same direction and doing the same kind of thing? Or is it better that, you know, Mesa can do its thing and Tempe can do its thing and Phoenix and Flagstaff and Glendale and everyone kind of just do what they want in this area?
You know, I think there certainly are some things that are better done at a state level than at a local level, but I don't think this is one of them. I mean, I think for this to be impactful, it's got to be done, you know, at the family and the neighborhood level, right? And so the closer to the street that we can be in having emphasis on these issues, I think the better.
I want to ask you kind of a philosophical question, which is related to a name that Mesa is often given, rightly or wrongly. It's often referred to as the most conservative large city in America. Mm-hmm. And as I'm sure you know, there are a number of conservatives who question whether climate change is real or how much it really impacts people or how much people have to do with it if it is real. I'm wondering if there's a certain amount of convincing that you and your colleagues on the council need to do, or if there's maybe a kind of a paradox there that a city that is kind of known for being fairly conservative is taking such an aggressive stance now on a somewhat controversial issue among conservatives.
Well, I think, you know, there's different brands of conservatism, right? I mean, to me, there's a lot of issues that are identified with being quote unquote conservative that really should be bipartisan. Some civil rights issues and certainly some issues related to the environment. I can't honestly think of a good reason why those should be partisan issues. And I can just tell you my experience in talking about this issue for 6 years now is that there's a tremendous amount of support for this in the city of Mesa. Anytime I'm interacting with a group of people and the age, you know, the average age is less than mine, you know, this is one of the top two or three issues that they want to talk about.
So you've mentioned that city staff has started doing some work in terms of inventorying what the situation is now in Mesa. You have these goals. What happens next? Like, what are the next steps in terms of trying to set yourselves up to meet these goals?
Well, as I indicated, we're going to do a lot of public outreach, but also we are each of our city departments is tasked with implementing this philosophy in the way that they do their jobs. And so you'll see, for example, in our utility area, we'll place additional emphasis on expediting acquiring smart meters for our utility customers. That will assist us in implementing conservation programs, and that will alert people when they have something unusual, you know, in their energy consumption. As a city, we will be escalating as much as we can renewable energy vehicles in our fleets. The other thing that I think people will see very quickly is we're going to be holding ourselves accountable to all of these things and to this philosophy as we go forward. The city of Mesa alone, you know, really would have just a marginal impact on this. So for this to truly be meaningful, we've got to have as many partners as we can. And the thing I'm excited about is now that this program is out and receiving publicity, really the phone is ringing off the hook with individuals and businesses and other governmental entities that are expressing appreciation for it and asking how they can partner with us. So I think there's going to be additional energy, no pun intended, you know, brought to this issue in our community, and it's going to really help us make a very measurable and significant improvement in this area.
All right, that is Mesa Mayor John Giles. Mayor Giles, thanks as always for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.